Hi, Mort. This is Kim. I'm in the Lone Ranger track.
Okay, Kim. How are you?
I'm well, thank you. I've been employing everything up to this point, so 6-7 weeks since you started this for us. My husband lives in a different state. I live here. Due to his job, he does live there. I'm wondering how else to go about trying to get him a little more involved. He's extremely obstinate, so when he came home last weekend, he comes home once a month to see our children. I didn't talk about us the entire weekend, and it was like a quiet, nice family weekend. So I see your teachings working, and I'm not trying to speed them up because I know I'm totally with you with the slow is fast, fast is slow. I just don't know how to go about doing other things with him, like date night, because I don't think he would be, he won't do that. He just won't do that.
I guess I'm not really understanding your question. I mean, what do you mean other things? You just described some things you're doing that seem to be working. You should continue to do them.
Okay, I guess I'm not sure. I don't want to say that I'm feeling inadequate with what you're teaching me. I think they've been phenomenal, and I do see improvement in him. Do I keep, I don't want to say ignoring our situation, but not pushing the issue. Like, how do you feel about us? How do you feel?
Okay. No. Yeah, so, I mean, that I hope is coming across loud and clear here in the program. You
mm-hmm.
don't want to have those conversations. They won't go well, and they won't help you move forward. Marriages don't change because husbands and wives sit down and talk about how they're feeling about each other and how do you think it's going and are we moving forward. And those conversations are not productive, particularly when you're dealing with an obstinate spouse, because they'll just take the opportunity to remind you that it's over. The more they say it, the more invested they become in it. So don't ask them about it, because they'll just end up reiterating what they've said before, and the more they say it, the more they feel they have to defend it now. You know, once you say it, you want it to be true, because nobody wants to be wrong. Nobody wants to be proven wrong. Nobody wants to have to sort of go back and say, you know, I feel differently now. So that's not an easy hurdle to get over. So you did the right thing when he came home. You didn't talk about us once. You just facilitated a great family weekend. And my guess is that improved things. It created goodwill. It created some connection. You should continue to do that. Continue to avoid talking about the problems, the issues, the separation, and instead just do everything you can to keep trying to move the needle a little bit by creating positive interactions. You know, let me take the opportunity to make another point. You know, Kim, sometimes the operative question is not, what else should I be doing? Sometimes the operative question is, how much longer should I be doing it? In other words, sometimes people look at their situations and they're not yet where they want to be. And of course, they're desperate to be able to claim success. And so it just feels natural to ask, like, what else should I be doing? Because if Mort would just tell me, like, what, you know, where is that silver bullet, I'll shoot it. But, you're going to keep hearing from me over and over, there is no silver bullet. And just because you haven't achieved yet what you want to achieve doesn't mean you're doing anything wrong. It doesn't mean that there's anything else you should be doing. You could be doing everything just right. The only thing that might be missing is consistency. I mean, I will tell you, I think I've made the point in different ways, of course, over the course of the program. It's so crucial. I don't mind making it over and over again, this point. The variable that I think can be most credited with contributing to people's success stories, and the variable that is inevitably absent in the case of divorces, is consistency. The people who are successful, they are just relentless. There is a certain doggedness. They put the nose to the grindstone. They employ the principles and practices. They're consistently trying to move the needle. They're not bringing up the problems and the issues. They're not trying to talk to their spouse about the marriage, the other man, the other woman, the divorce, the separation. They are just building, 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 building. And until the point where there's a breakthrough. You know, I'm sure you all remember the story of the Chinese bamboo tree. You know, so when that farmer looked out over the farm and saw that nothing was happening, he may have concluded that something's wrong. The seeds aren't growing. I'm using the wrong fertilizer. Something's not working. But he would have been wrong. He was doing everything right. There was no problem. There was nothing missing. There was nothing else he needed to do. It just required more time. And in time, those root systems underneath the ground, which he could not see, were growing and growing and growing. And then in the fifth year, boom, those Chinese bamboo trees grow 80 feet tall. And it really works like that in these marital situations. It really does. Where very often it looks like nothing's happening, and then boom, breakthrough. And very often when there is a breakthrough, then the person will ask me, like if in the case when I'm working with people, I remember one woman, I tell this story all the time, but I don't think I told this group. There was one woman, she went through the program, Lone Ranger Track. She was like one of my best students. She was very diligent and very committed and in a very difficult, painful situation, the kind of situation that most people feel is hopeless. And by the way, it's situations like this that have convinced me over the years that there's no such thing as hopeless if you're willing to try. Her husband had a lot of frustration and anger and animosity because of a certain way she was. He was deeply involved in an affair and was saying that he was going to spend the rest of his life with his mistress, this woman that he had thought to fall in love with. They were separated, and he had moved out of town to be with her. And week after week, I would work with this woman. And it was not easy to find ways to help her move the needle. But week after week, I would work with her. And we worked hard to stay positive, to find ways to employ the principles and practices despite his distance and his obstinance. And she was a great student. She did it. She never said, I can't. She was always asking, how can I? How can I modify this? How can I tweak this? How can I employ this principle practice in some way, shape, or form? Anyway, the weeks go by, and of course there were moments of frustration. Look, there were even moments, frankly, when I get frustrated, you know, when I start to feel like, you know, am I helping this woman? You know, is she getting anywhere? And I start to ask myself, when is the time to start to encourage her to consider, you know, calling it quits? And then one Friday, we always had our appointments on Fridays, you know, hello, you know, how you doing, the usual niceties. She says, I'm doing great. I said, you're doing great. How great could you be? I just spoke with you last night. You're in this nightmare situation. I'm doing to visit him there, and they had a weekend together. They spoke about having further him joining in session, good times that they had in that weekend. It was also that there was a new vision. Like they were looking together toward the future of their marriage again. And on that call, the next call, which he did not join on because I think she just wanted to sort of update me on what had happened, she asked a question that was a little disappointing given what a great student she was. And this is kind of the punchline as it relates to my previous point. Her question was, I want to spend some time with you, Mort, really analyzing what it was that I did last week that created this breakthrough. And I explained to her, it's a bad question, and let's not waste our time. There's nothing you could have done last week that created the breakthrough. If you've done every week for the last 6 months that created the breakthrough. You just couldn't see it coming. It's like in the movies when you see them trying to bang down the door, they bang into it once, they bang into it twice, they bang into it five times, and finally on the sixth time, let's say, the door collapses. So what, are you going to say that something special happened on the sixth time? That it was only the sixth time that was necessary in order for the door to collapse? No. The first five rattled the screws, right? The first five were just as important as the sixth. It's just on the sixth one, it's when you get to see the cumulative effect of all the previous five. And so, once again, circling all the way back to the beginning, and now hopefully it'll make more sense, sometimes the operative question is not, what else should I be doing? I don't have time, of course, on these Q&As to analyze, you know, that Kim is doing everything, but just from the little bit she shared, it seems like she's on the right track. And if she's on the right track, it could be that there's nothing new to do, but that the secret or the solution or the most important variable is consistency. It's just to continue to do what you've been doing. Now, don't misunderstand. That doesn't mean that you shouldn't be constantly analyzing your situation and also asking, am I missing something? I mean, that's an important question. And that's one of the most important questions that I explore with people when I have private sessions with them. It's like, okay, you're in the program, and they usually when people are in the program, they think they're employing the principles and practices, and in some cases they are. And in some cases, for whatever reason, they're missing something. Usually because they think they can't do it, given their situation. And what's, you know, the way I can be helpful is very often to just show them how you can do it. You just have to do it this way.